Kingston researchers are leading the country with a first-of-its-kind study that's reshaping how we understand shoulder movement. A team of researchers from Kingston Health Sciences Center and Smith Engineering at Queen's University have used advanced imaging technology to challenge long-held assumptions about how the shoulder functions. Work that could help improve rehabilitation, injury prevention, and surgical treatment. The study, published in the Journal of Biomechanics, was conducted at the Skeletal Observation Lab at KHSC's Hotel Deer Hospital site, a joint initiative of Smith Engineering and the KHSC Research Institute. Using a specialized X-ray system, researchers were able to track bone movement in real time, offering a level of precision not previously possible in Canada. CFRC sat down with lead author and former PhD student in Smith Engineering, Aaron Lee, to learn more. What made this study unique compared to previous research in this area?
Okay, yes. So kind of the traditional method in biomechanics for measuring motion of joints is often used based on using markers that are placed on the skin. So you may be familiar with this from actually film, such as Avatar, where they put reflective markers on the skin, and then they use that to estimate how the skeleton is moving beneath it. However, you can imagine for joints like the ankle or specifically the shoulder, like in this study, our bones move quite a bit underneath the skin. So if you feel your shoulder blade on the back of your shoulder and you lift your arm, you can feel that it's moving quite a bit underneath the skin. So we lose a lot of accuracy when we try to estimate how it's moving from markers on the skin. And so this technology we have at the Skeletal Observation Lab is called biplanar X-ray. And so it uses two X-ray sources that we pulse at 60 hertz, so 60 pulses a second. And so this allows us to directly measure how the bones are moving in 3D. And so that's really what's unique about it, is it gets us highly accurate measurement of the bones. And so this was the first time we've used this technology in the shoulder in Canada. There are only two systems here and at the University of Calgary. And so others in the past have absolutely studied the shoulder using this technology, but most of those studies have been focused to just looking at how the arm moves when you're raising your arm. However, for the first time, we wanted to see how the bones managed a different loading on the shoulder, so different forces. And so what was unique about this study, first of all, is the technology that we used, but then also how we studied the shoulder while it was both doing a push and a pull task to see how the joint managed that different loading configuration.
Yeah, thank you for the background on what makes this such a first. This study also challenges some long-held assumptions. What was the prevailing belief about shoulder movement before this, and what did you find?
Right, of course. So I also just want to preface in saying that, you know, this is one study of many to come. And so it's just kind of one small piece of the puzzle that's contributing to what else is out there. But like I said, most of the previous studies have only looked at specifically the shoulder blade. So that scapula bone is what we call it, how it moves when somebody is raising their arm. And so a lot of assumptions about what healthy motion of the scapula looks like has been based just at looking at that one loading configuration. And so, for example, this is used in the clinic often, where if a physiotherapist sees the scapula is moving in a way that's perceived as being unhealthy, then it might be something that they try to correct. And so what our study did is we tried to give a broader characterization of what healthy scapula motion really looks like. And so what was a little bit different is we found that in previous work, it's been assumed that having more rotation of the scapula is really good for enabling good joint mechanics or good healthy function when you're raising your arm. But what we found is actually relative to when you pull your arm down, you actually have a little bit less of that rotation. And so basically the big finding of our study was that perhaps it isn't just always more rotation is better. There might actually be a trade-off that enables good joint stability and good motion overall for the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. And this was a very collaborative study. This project brought together Kingston Health Sciences Center and Smith Engineering at Queen's. How did that partnership and cross-disciplinary collaboration kind of shape the study?
Yeah, so our lab, the Skeletal Observation Lab, is based in Hotel Dieu Hospital, which is a part of the Kingston Health Sciences Center. So it's definitely been supported by a lot of wonderful people in the KHSC, especially to do with, you know, getting set up around radiation safety, dealing with management around the space in the hospital, as well as some collaboration with surgeons. So yeah, it's been a really nice collaboration between the mechanical engineering department, as well as the great people at KHSC.
I was wondering if you could expand a bit more on, again, what that cross-disciplinary element brought to this and why that collaboration was so important.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think this technology is highly technical. So like I said, we use two pulsed x-rays, and then we capture the images from those x-rays and then reconfigure them for 3D motion. And so that work is an engineering challenge. It's challenging to take all this information and then get some usable data out of it. And then of course we have our collaborators with our the clinicians. So one clinician we did partner with is actually an international collaborator for this. So Dr. Rebecca Lawrence, she's at the University of Washington in St. Louis. And she is a physiotherapist by training and also an expert in shoulder imaging and research. So I actually went to work with her for 4 months leading into the study to learn more about how the system works and how like good strategies for using it for measuring shoulder motion. And so on top of that, also on top of all that expertise, was learning more about her clinical kind of side of things and what she sees in the clinic and important questions to ask. So,
and moving forward, how do you think these findings could impact both future research and care?
Yeah, so I think future research, absolutely. So what we're doing with this study is we looked at only healthy shoulder motion. And we think that this is really important because to understand basically what's going wrong with an unhealthy shoulder, we need to understand what's going right in a healthy shoulder to try to correct back to it. So this is kind of in this knowledge to action framework, where we call it, where we're in the lab collecting knowledge, and then how is this going to lead for action in the clinic? We're kind of early on in that stage because the shoulder is so understudied that we really need to get this good basis of healthy shoulder motion first. So for one, it's going to inform future research that we can use to then look into people with shoulder pathologies. So for example, people with rotator cuff tears, which is the tearing of the tendon and the muscles that help stabilize the joint. It can help to inform future research about osteoarthritis in the shoulder and so on. But then even just the study of characterizing healthy shoulder motion, I think that, you know, clinicians can think about this in the clinic already, and that when we're trying to correct what's considered like an unhealthy joint motion to something that's more healthy, we can use this information to understand kind of the variability in what a healthy shoulder does look like. But of course, this is really just a first step of many more to come.
While this was the last study of Lee's PhD at Smith Engineering, and she's now a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Waterloo, she says the collaborative work at the Skeletal Observation Lab, which is led by Associate Professor of Mechanical and Materials Engineering, Dr. Michael Rainbow, will continue to push boundaries.
Dr. Rainbow at the Skeletal Observation Lab, who is the director of the lab, does have a lot of exciting work on the way, looking not only at the shoulder, but then also at foot and ankle mechanics and knee mechanics, and he sort of does it all.
The study highlights the power of collaboration between hospital and university researchers in Kingston, bringing together engineers, clinicians, and imaging experts to better understand the human body and how to care for it. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.